Okay. What if it's the other kind of day? Not a nice day.
A lousy day.
Any other kind?
Yeah.
Or a gray looking?
Kind of a gloomy day.
Mm-hmm. This morning it was cloudy and now it looks
clear.
Rather clear. What do you say about the weather on a day like that? The weather is?
I don't know. What do you say? It's cloudy or clear.
Okay. What if you had lots of clouds? And,
overcast.
What would you say about that? It was overcast?
Yeah.
Okay. What about when rain or snow is expected?
What about it?
How would you refer to the weather in that situation?
Just like you said it. Rain or snow is expected.
Okay. If it's been cloudy and then the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, say the weather is, it looks like it's going to
clear up.
What do you call a heavy rain that lasts only a little while?
Cloudburst.
Any other terms for that?
A downpour, shower, depending on the intensity of it.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Electrical storm.
If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow the wind will
blow.
It has
blown a little bit.
Yeah. If the wind is coming from that direction, you say the winds from, let's say that direction was south.
Southerly.
You say the wind was southerly. What if I said the wind was from?
From the south.
Okay.
Out of the south.
What's a wind halfway between south and west?
Southwesterly.
And between south and east?
Southeasterly.
Between east and north?
Northeasterly.
West and north?
Northwesterly.
Okay. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just very fine drops. What kind of
drizzle.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of rain can you describe? We had a shower and a drizzle and a thunderstorm.
A downpour, mm-hmm. Cloud burst, a mist.
Okay. What do you call the kind of thing when you get up in the morning and you can't see across the road, kind of a cloud almost that you have to drive through?
Fog.
Mm-hmm. And you say it's really blank outside.
Foggy.
Yeah. If there's no rain for weeks and weeks, we're having a
drought.
Okay. The wind has been very gentle, but it's getting stronger. You say it's getting what or doing what?
Picking up.
Mm-hmm. If it's just the opposite, then it's been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, it's
decreasing.
Oh. On a morning and you first go outdoors and you find that it's cold, but not very cold.
Chilly.
You might say it's rather
chilly. Cool.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you say you had a... It might
frost.
Kill... Yeah, or it might kill the tomatoes, flowers.
Yeah. What would you say?
Mm-hmm. Would you still call it a frost?
Or a hard frost.
A hard frost, okay.
A hard frost or something.
It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze.
Mm-hmm. If it gets much colder tonight, the lake might
freeze.
Mm-hmm. It had
frozen.
Okay, what do you call this room?
Dining room.
Okay. And what do you call the room where the family spends most of its time?
The den.
Mm-hmm. If you have two such rooms, what do you call the better one, the fancier one?
Living room.
Okay. Speaking of rooms and their height, you'd say this room is about 9 what?
Feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David.
Is that it?
That's it. Guess what? Do you have any final comments? You wanted to record for posterity?
Mm-hmm. That whoever came up with this, that it's... There's a lot of wasted questions in there. There are. There absolutely are.
All right. Do you understand, though, that if you were 75 years old, why some of these questions would be appropriate? But you weren't familiar with some of these.
No, no.
You have made a great contribution to the study of the English language.
I hope you have.
And I appreciate it.